right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Steel and Eisner podcast, recently renamed Staying Aligned. My name is Alexander Eisner. I'm a partner here at Steel and Eisner. Sean, we're looking at his picture here, but I think we'll be joined by Sean shortly. Today, we have the distinct honor and pleasure of having a very distinguished guest. He is on faculty at Loma Linda University, graduate of UCI, UCLA, multiple residencies and fellowships, board certified in neurology and pain medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Dr. Kasra Masumi. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It is an unusual pleasure to have a neurologist on the podcast. I've said this to you before. As a matter of fact, the first time we met, I said that there is a distinct dearth in the world of neurology, particularly neurologists who practice in the PI space in California, and how nice it is to have met you and that we get to work together.
Happy to be at service.
So go ahead.
Happy to be at service.
Oh, that was nice of you to say. So I wanted to start off by sort of asking you to give us a 30,000 feet, and this is a fairly sophisticated audience. These are all chiropractic doctors, but I'd like you to start off by just telling us what it is that you do in the clinical sense. I mean, what does it mean to be double board certified neurology and pain medicine as it relates to PI? What does your daily bread and butter look like in the PI world?
Of course. Primarily, I'm a neurologist, and I did my residency in neurology. I followed it up with a fellowship at Cleveland Clinic in headache medicine and orofacial pain, which included traumatic brain injury cases, all sort of types of headaches that would come in. Then I practiced headache medicine at UCSF, and then followed it up with another fellowship in interventional pain medicine at UCSF, treating patients, anybody basically who has any pain from head to toe. That includes patients who have trauma to their head, trauma to their neck, trauma to their lower back, knees, hips, etc. My practice comprises of patients who have any of those ailments, be it in the world of personal injury versus just regular commercial insurances. But anybody walks into the door has some sort of pain from head to toe.
So let's jump right into the question that I know a lot of the chiropractors want to know, or at least I would think they would want to know, which is, how does a neurologist interface with a chiropractor? I mean, the whole point of this podcast is for chiropractors to get a taste of what all is going on in the world of PI so that they can have a more well-rounded understanding of sort of what we're doing here, but also to how they can better serve their patients as the quarterbacks of treatment in a lot of these PI cases. So how do you interface with chiropractors? What are you looking for in their reports insofar as you are looking at chiropractic reports? What could they be doing better, in your opinion, as it relates to what they could be writing or not writing? Speak to that for me, and I think that'll be really helpful.
Yeah, there is absolutely nothing better than a chiropractor serving as a quarterback for these injuries, because they essentially see all sort of ailments that come through the door in the world of personal injury, and they can help them. And they can help them from a relatively global perspective. And, chiropractors and neurologists, pain doctors interact quite a bit with each other. A lot of my referrals do come from chiropractors that are around me, and we generally discuss the cases together. And the cases that they send are exactly what I just described. They have headaches, they have nausea, they have neck pain, and they have low back pain. They send, hey, let me send it to primarily their goal is to send it to a pain management specialist. And that's what I serve as a pain management specialist. Sometimes there are complaints by the patients stating specifically, look, Dr. Chiropractor, I have tremendous amount of headache. I'm very nauseous. I am very dizzy. I am often unwell mentally, and I need help. And that's where the light bulb goes up, and basically they say, okay, we need to send them to a neurologist. And that's where I serve the chiropractor as well, in, as a neurologist. And that's how I interact with them.
So you said a buzzword for me, and that buzzword is headaches.
Correct.
I the that word is means a lot of things to a lot of people. It can mean a mild not related to anything, maybe dehydration based headache. It could mean a migraine with aura and that sort of thing. It could be, it could be a neurologic symptom, a symptom of a brain injury or a concussion. It can be a lot of things, that one word. It's loaded. Do me a favor, give me a little mini lesson. Teach me some things about what is a headache and what differentiates sort of a regular headache, and I put that in air quotes, from something that's maybe a symptom of something that we should be concerned about.
That is a very good question.
I mean, I'm sure you did your entire board certification and residency, and I asked you to sum it up in 4 minutes, but
No problem.
what can you
No
do?
problem. No problem. Well, if sometimes simplicity is the best thing. So one of the things that shows up and a lot of, and I'm going to focus specifically on personal injury cases. Lo and behold, all the other cases through commercial regular insurances, that's not the topic here. Mostly it's personal injury. It's when a patient gets injured in a, let's say, just for argument's sake, in a motor vehicle collision, generally they have some sort of injury. And that injury, if it is, let's focus on the head specifically, and we can talk about later neck and low back, but those. Most chiropractors are really aware of their tune. They know who to send. They know what to do about it. When it comes to headache, the best thing that can be useful is to ask a little bit, just a tiny bit, a few more questions about the headache. Is it something you've had before, or is it something new? Did you have it after the subject accident, or is it something that has that was present before? Was it something that you have had for a long time? Do you, generally suffer from headaches or not? And if it is a new thing, then that's all I need to know. Then I can handle it from there. Then the patient gets referred to a neurologist. The neurologist gets into the weeds of how to manage the headaches. Now, to answer your question, headaches can be have multiple causes. The most common one is a tension headache that a lot of people suffer from, stress and dehydration. There's some people who genetically are predisposed to getting migraine, and that by itself, for some reason, has the connotation that is a worst headache ever, but it's not necessarily the case. It's painful, debilitating. That's another type of headache. There is also a headache that comes from just trauma to the head. And even if a person doesn't have any genetic predisposition to migraine or tension headache or any other types of headache, when the brain collides against something hard, it does something called the acceleration deceleration movement. And that by itself can hurt, can be the source of the pain. Now, whether that leads to a traumatic brain injury or not, that's a different story. But generally, a movement, an acceleration deceleration, or a direct impact, or a blast injury, what we see sometimes in veterans, it can be the cause of headaches as well.
And that was great. And you sort of touched on this, but if a chiropractor was doing a consult with a patient, they were talking to their patient about the symptoms, and the symptom was headaches that are new, a new, I've never had headaches, or I've never had headaches like this, and they seem to have started after a traumatic incident of some kind. That's enough for you to for a referral.
That is enough, because if a person does not have any headache and is not a headachy person, and maybe gets maybe a headache once a year or something after maybe a few evenings having a few drinks, but this is a brand new and that bothers them and they express that to you, that's enough for me to kind of start the questions. What type of headache it is, where it comes from, what caused it, etc. That would be sufficient.
Okay. All right. So new onset of headaches worthy of complaint, we'll say.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Rise to that level of I'm bringing it up with my chiropractor because it's been bugging me.
Exactly.
That's probably enough.
That's plenty. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of there are other symptoms that they may tell you that there is, for example, hey, this accident, I lost consciousness, or I didn't lose consciousness. I have difficulty remembering things. I'm irritable. My personality has changed. I cry a lot. I laugh a lot randomly without having any cause of laughing, et cetera, et cetera. All those things are the questions that I would be delving into and get a lot of detailed information from them. But the buzzword for a chiropractor to say, okay, I kind of need to have the patient see a neurologist for that purpose would be headache. Exactly. A brand new headache that I never had before.
And I'm sure I've never experienced, or I don't even know what you're talking about. Headaches after drinking too much. I've never.
Yeah, no, nobody knows, but no, that can happen.
I'll take your word for it, doctor. But in terms of treatment, so now somebody's come to you, and this is more of a prurient interest right now. We're not talking about referrals anymore. But once a patient comes to you, just so that the chiropractors know what they can expect and how they can advise their patients, like what to expect, they come to somebody like you. Maybe their complaints are of headaches, or maybe there's other additional neurologic symptoms. This is a question that I have from a skeptical mind, and that is, is there actually any treatment, or is it just drugs to manage symptoms of potential pain and time, and that's pretty much? Because I'll tell you from my experience with other neurologists, and I'll be honest, you know, with people listening, that this is not my experience with you, is that largely the field of neurology in the world of PI is in diagnostics, is in running people through a battery of tests, getting a diagnosis. That can be used for med legal purposes. There's not a lot in the world of treatment that I know of, and that there is, I'm always very hesitant as to its actual efficacy as it relates to its often exorbitant price tag. So speak to that for me. Tell what is there, what isn't there, what can really be done, what is just sort of pie in the sky. I mean, talk to that for me.
Of course. Finding the proper diagnosis is probably the most important thing you can do for a patient in order to get better. In other words, if you don't have the proper diagnosis, you're just basically shooting in the dark. And, you know, you do a few injections, you do this and that, but whether they help or not, that might not be fruitful. So the first step that you need in order to help your clients, your patients, is to have the proper diagnosis. Now, whether it's a correct diagnosis or not, that's a different story. But you have to have the right diagnosis, at least be in the right ballpark. So that's one. So the value of having the proper diagnosis is really high. Aside from that, I understand where you come from. What's different probably for a neurologist who is subspecialized in headache medicine as well as interventional pain is that when the patients come in, they complain for you, for a chiropractor, as headache. And then you don't see what happens next with a neurologist. When they come in, it's important for me to go through a list of series of questions in different domains, different areas, for example, other than the headache, where it is, how often, et cetera, et cetera. But also ask about the dizziness, whether it has affected, the trauma has affected the inner ears. If there is any sleep disturbance, if there is any neck pain, if there is any cervical spondylosis with radiculopathy, without radiculopathy, if there is any memory issue, if there is any concentration issue. Now, the next step after that is generally if I have the luxury of interviewing the loved ones of the patient, then I'll go into the detail of how is that different. Now, one of the shortcomings of the world of personal injury when it comes to traumatic brain injury is that It is important to have a relatively objective material or testing in order to substantiate your claim. A lot of times what happens, the patient goes to a neurologist, the claim of headache, everything else is normal, exam is normal, and there is a diagnosis of concussion or traumatic brain injury. That doesn't go anywhere, unfortunately, because there is not enough to substantiate it. So one of the things that I have been working on with a few people to build is a basically it's a service. It's called Comprehensive Brain Injury Medical Experts, and CBIME, where a neuroradiologist, a neurologist, aka me, and a neuropsychologist are working together in order to comprehensively looking at the patient's complaints. The neuroradiologist is going to look at the brain imaging, looking at fiber tracts, looking at different modalities to see if there is any structural or volumetric changes to the brain parts. The neuropsychologist is going to delve over the course of a few hours, not a few minutes, but a few hours, like sometimes there are 8-hour tests, to kind of comprehensively looking at the cognitive issues that this patient has. And me, I'm going to correlate between the radiographic evidence and the cognitive issues and present that to the patient. Say, hey, look, this is the domains in your brain that are missing structurally as well as cognitively, and that's where you need help. And that is presented to the attorneys, to the chiropractors, to all the consultants, so that they know what to do for the patient in terms of the treatment. There are treatment options out there that is a comprehensive 6-week course. It's called a TBI programs that are around that can help these patients over the course of time. So again, going back to the what I just told you is you find a proper diagnosis with substantiating evidence, then you offer the treatment, which is all these courses that are available. It's called TBI program, TBI rehabilitation centers. Then if there are ancillary stuff that needs to be done, if the patient has cervical spondylosis with the radiculopathy due to the arms, we do epidurals. If there are facet arthropathies, we do facet joint injections, RFAs, et cetera. So there's symptomatic managements of all the ailments that it comes from the actual accident that can be done, including the all the subject, all these small symptoms other than the headache that the patient has. So it's a comprehensive treatment.
And the, but the, these TBI clinics, I mean, there's lots of them. And like I said, they charge a lot of money for these programs. Some of them are inpatient. Some of
That's
them
true.
aren't. But have you found them to be successful? What seems to be the common thread between the ones that are doing good work and the ones that are sort of you're just paying to rack up the medical bills? I mean, I look from a plaintiff's attorney standpoint, you know, increasing medical bills is has some inherent case value, but in terms of getting a patient better
Absolutely.
from a diagnosis of TBI and a legitimate one. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, just claiming TBI because they were in an accident, but claiming TBI because, like, you know, a like you're saying, maybe a group of a neurologist, a neuropsychologist, and a neuroradiologist have all three come to the conclusion that there are signs and symptoms of traumatic brain injury present in this patient. Well, how does anybody know if there's any likelihood that one TBI clinic's, you know, six-figure treatment is going to work? And what, I mean, what are they doing? Is any of it working?
Absolutely. So the purpose of the CBIME program, or CBI being not a program company, is to actually provide a proper diagnosis, whether it's TBI or not. Because TBI itself has a very devastating, debilitating future. It is preventing people from earning continuously. It prevents them from psychologically, it affects their marriage, it affects their work, it affects financially. It makes a huge difference for the people, the ones that truly have TBI. Now, once the CBIME provides this comprehensive report from a neuroradiologist, neuropsychologist, and neurologist, and gives it to the patient, says, hey, you do have TBI or you don't have TBI. The programs that you're talking about, they are a long-term 6-week to 8-week programs, and they're expensive, I understand, but they go through a ton of different things. They go through vestibular therapy, they go through physical therapy, they go through psychological therapy, they go through nutrition. They help them to get back on track in terms of functioning in the society and at home. The ones that actually truly have TBI, if you talk to them, they have problems at basic things in life, yeah. Making their own beds. There's a ton of issues that they have that to you and I as a regular person is not a problem at all. And so they help them with this whole process. They become functional. And there have been trials, you know, clinical trials that have been done to look at the ones that had gone through the program and the ones that had not. And there is a huge difference in terms of functionality afterwards. They do help, but you got to find the right ones that actually make a huge difference.
And I imagine that starts with a diagnosis. I assume these programs are customized to individual diagnoses and it's not a one size fits all approach.
That's right. And the reason why I have been working with the neuroradiologists, neurologists, and neuropsychologists to build the CBIB program is to be able to identify the right people if they're going to go through an expensive process. Because it's not worth it to anyone. Nobody wins if you don't truly have a TBI and go through the program, and nobody is going to win. But if you do have TBI, these programs do help you.
John is joining us here. He has to unmute himself. I don't know if he's.
I'm unmutable. A couple of things. Doc, I really appreciate you. You've really grown quite a bit in the technology of understanding brain injuries. This tri-commission, this triage with three specialists is pretty remarkable, and I'm anxious to use that. Now, we got to worry about the cost element, that sort of thing, but Alex and I have had some amazing successes in the last 5 years with TBIs, but it's got to be the genuine TBI and not a temporary headache. And so there's a huge range of alternatives. Some could be just a, you know, overnight, take two aspirins, which we don't recommend, all the way to serious debilitating lifetime injuries. And so we'll be publishing a case on that very foundation quite shortly. And they actually went to Rancho Amigos. You're familiar with that in Norwalk, where you get, not only is it the diagnosis important, now we're learning how to help brain injuries. And it's expensive, it's intensive, it requires lots of care, but it's something that's terribly important. So I appreciate that. I'm going to have a couple of questions here. Alex has probably already mentioned that this is a precious video, and we're copying it. It's going to be on our YouTube station, and so it'll be something that doctors can refer to in the future. And then secondly, and this is a general question I'd like some of you to comment on, is 1 o'clock an optimal time on a Wednesday? That's something I like to know. I don't know if it's 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. or on a weekend. I'm just curious because we're always looking to change. We have the best content of any personal injury law firm in California. And Alex is responsible for 67.3% of it. He maybe more because he does all the technology, he features himself a lot. And that's why he buys all these new suits. And it's good. It's good material and it's fresh. So if you can let me know on that, if you got any questions, we got a hand up. I noticed the hand up, but the hand went down. Alex, you want to follow up on the question from Dr. Jan?
If Dr. Jan wants to write it, we can ask it in our last few minutes, but we've got 6 minutes left with the doctor, and I want to make sure we maximize our time with him. So I like to end these podcasts with sort of a hopeful future.
Yes.
So asking you, you know, on that level, what is the future of, and it sounds like you've already sort of, you're sort of creating the future of TBI diagnosis and confirmation of traumatic brain injuries. But, you know, that looking forward, I mean, what's the future of diagnosis? What's the future of treatment? in the TBI world look like, and what are you excited about now, looking into the next, let's say, decade?
Absolutely. So TBI, as we know it, and you know, the other doctors, chiropractors, and all the other specialties know it, is mostly in the world of personal injury, and it comes to the civilian part. When it comes to a bigger picture of it, it does affect a lot of veterans, a lot of servicemen and women that actually serve our country. And when they come back, it affects them tremendously. So there is a lot of research going on in the world of TBI when it comes to direct impact through combat, when it creates a traumatic brain injury. But when it comes to the personal injury cases, you know, the ones, the bread and butter stuff that you and I deal with constantly, is mostly due to the motor vehicle accidents or slip and fall that affects the brain. And the research is mostly trying to figure out, in terms of the biomarkers that are very helpful in terms of detecting traumatic brain injury. That's one aspect of research that is growing. Another aspect of it is in the imaging world. There is a lot of research in terms of types of imaging that would detect volumetric changes in the brain, as well as fiber tract changes in the brain, that would help with the diagnosis of traumatic brain injury. And when it comes to treatment, it is symptom management. So we treat the headaches, we treat the psychological part, we treat the physical neck part, low back part, et cetera, the vision problem, the hearing issues, et cetera.
So that's a lot to be excited about. Sounds like
it is. It is growing, and you know, I'm with you on that in terms of the first step, finding the proper diagnosis for these patients, whether they, you know, what Sean was alluding to is whether they truly have TBI or not, makes a difference, because the ones that actually have TBI, they do need help.
Well, they need help.
The ones that don't have TBI, they need help in other aspects that they need help with, but not with TBI. If they truly have TBI, that we need to address that really, really properly and comprehensively.
Absolutely. Sean has another comment here. You're muted. You're muted, Mr. Sean.
Whoa, how did you know? You know way too much. Okay, the good news is that tonight Alex and I are presenting to the Orange County CCA in a live seminar with real people with advanced modern PowerPoints, new information, basically how to get paid in PI. That's our motto. And we've upped it to how to get paid 100% in PI. So that's, you know, getting paid doesn't mean 50% on the dollar. Secondly, with Alex, that I don't know if that's going to be recorded or live streamed, not tonight.
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. So, well, you know, that's just part of the new technology we'll be adopting. And then don't forget, we've been awarded a bestseller documentation from Amazon for this amazing book about the Intelligent Chiropractor's Guide to Survival and Personal Injury. So that's something. If you want an autographed copy, you got to get a hold of us, send us a check. How much, Alex? $20? Fine.
Yeah, $100.
$20. Send us a check. You get your own autographed copy. This is our first run, I think. No, it's our second. Second edition. So it's going fast. It's gangbusters. So I love to do that. We're the most pro chiropractic firm in California and darn proud of it.
Well, while we're doing commercials, Dr. Masumi, if anybody has any follow-up questions or wants to refer a patient, how could they get in touch with you?
If you go to headacheandspinecare.com, that's my website. I see patients over there and happy to be at service. It's called Headache and Spine Care. And I'll guide the chiropractic colleagues that are referring to the comprehensive brain injury medical expert, CBIME, which would do that job. And generally, those referrals come through the attorneys directly. Say, hey, I have a client that I'm not really sure if this is TBI or not. Can you help me with that so that I don't waste my time and my resources to figure this out? And I'll provide you a comprehensive report between a neuroradiologist, neuropsychologist, and a neurologist on your table so that you know what to do, whether you go to trial, whether you settle it, whether you discuss it with a patient, where to go with that. That will help you as attorneys, as well as chiropractors, what to do with the patient.
Dr. Massumi, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for being a guest on the podcast. I know that you have I know that you've spoken at stuff before, and you're always very enlightening and pro chiropractic, and we appreciate both. Thank you. So again, thank you so much for anybody listening now. This will be available on our YouTube channel as well as wherever you get your podcasts. If you need to get a hold of anybody at the law firm, it's either Sean Steele or Alexander Eisner at steeleisner.com. Dr. Massumi just gave us his contact information. We can certainly get in touch with him as well. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you on the next one.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
Take care.